Previously on Red Rock Mysteries.
Jeff wants to finish this ride more than anything else in the world.
Those men who were here,
do they threaten you?
They told me if I went to the police, I'd never see Gunnar alive again.
They won!
This is so cool!
Oh no,
it's Jeff!
Right.
Jeff, I'm right here.
What is it?
Jeff?
Got the door.
Jeff?
I still can't believe you rode 200 miles.
Well, Jeff was my inspiration.
Hey, the doctor says it was probably just the excitement. At least, that's what he hopes.
Excuse me, Bryce?
Yes, ma'am?
Mrs. Alexander asked if you could come back to Jeff's room.
Yeah, of course.
He's sleeping right now.
Okay.
Hi, Bryce. Jeff asked for you before he fell asleep. He wanted to make sure you're okay.
Well, that's Jeff all right.
Hey, you okay?
It's tough. I guess I'm beginning to see the finish is part of the ride.
Wow. That's pretty deep for you.
Maybe so.
You look like you're trying to figure out something.
Yeah. At the end of the ride, Jeff mentioned something about a box. And somebody or something named DM.
Really? Yeah. That's the same thing the guy said on his voicemail. Tim Minaro with DM.
Huh. News is coming on!
They just said they were doing a story on Jeff. Oh, here we go!
...with people here at the Olympic Training Center. They showed up to congratulate a brave young man and many others who rode their bikes to raise money for cancer research. But the finish of the 200-mile ride quickly turned from a dream to a nightmare. Right as he crossed the finish line, 13-year-old Jeff Alexander collapsed.
He was rushed
to Memorial Hospital. This Olympic athlete was moved by Jeff's determination.
You know, a lot of people think we're heroes, but this kid has more courage
Bryce?
And more determination
yeah?
than anybody
Need you
I've
to
ever
come
met.
Here for a moment.
There's still no word on Jeff's condition, but his parents and friends ask for your prayers. Reporting from Colorado
Bryce?
Springs,
no.
That was Jeff's dad.
Is he gone?
No, but his immune system is low. Honey, it doesn't look good. The doctors are amazed he made it the whole way. They said Jeff needed to have somebody really strong to help him.
Well, it wasn't me. It was God. Maybe Todd.
Todd?
Nothing.
But Bryce, honey, you need to be prepared for the worst.
Can we pray?
Of course, that's a great idea.
Dear God, please be with Jeff right now. Help him through this. And be real close to his family, too. I know this is really hard on all of them. I don't know why this kind of stuff happens. But I do know you promise you'll be with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all looking to you now. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Ash?
Go away. Ashley is currently unconscious.
Hey, it looks like Jeff is coming home soon. Let's find his missing stuff before he gets back. I'm heading to the school to see if we can find that Jepson guy.
Yeah, well, good morning to you, too.
Jeff says we should give DM the last box, that I could show it to them.
We need more to go on.
He said we'll find the clue at the place where we've been together only once.
Well, where have you been with Jeff only once?
A bunch of places. Most every place on the ride.
Well, if we find out what DM stands for, I think we can solve this thing. Look, the tarp is still there, and that's Jepson's truck.
One second. Hello?
Bryce? Honey, I need you to come home.
Is something wrong?
What?
Just come home.
Right.
We got here as fast as we could.
Yeah.
Have a seat.
Okay. Just tell me.
The Alexanders thought Jeff was coming out of it, but he's taken a turn.
Just tell me, please.
Okay.
They don't think it will be much longer, honey.
I have to see him. Oh, Mr. A.
Bryce, good to see you.
How is he?
He's hanging on.
Good.
No, Bryce, that's the problem. He's hanging on.
Oh.
They did a brain scan, and they found a big change since last week. The tumor's now pressing against some vital areas.
Well, they can just do another operation, can't they?
I wish. The way the tumor's positioned, they can't.
I've got to see him. Is there any way?
Come with me. Mrs. Alexander is back there with him. I know. It's hard to see him like this. He looks kind of thin, and all the tubes.
I think he needs our permission.
Permission? For what?
The doctors say sometimes toward the end, the patient cares too much about those he's leaving. That it's hard for him to let go.
You mean we have to let him know it's okay to...
Yes. We've told him. And maybe he needs to hear it from you. If you want, we can give you time alone with him.
Thank you. Hey, buddy. Hey. That was some kind of finish. Your hand moved. Does that mean you can hear me? Yeah. That's great. Well, you know you and me are famous, right? We made the news. And guess what? They raised over 75,000 bucks. The most ever. And guess who raised the most? Yep. Hey, I think I just saw you smile. Jeff, there's something I need to let you know. It's okay to let go. I guess I'm kind of selfish. I want to go into eighth grade with you next year. But, hey, there's a lot better place for you than eighth grade. A place where there aren't any tumors. No plane crashes. Don't forget to tell Dad I love him, okay? You can tell him all about the bike ride we had. He'll probably tell you one of his jokes. I need to warn you, most of them are pretty lame, but make sure you laugh. Laugh for me. And you can tell him Mom's a Christian now. And so are Ashley and me. That'll make him real happy. And we'll all be together one day. Hey, buddy, you can go now. Really. Go on, Jeff.
The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As most of you know, we've had the privilege of walking with a very special young man in this church the past few years. Jeff Alexander went to be with Jesus just minutes ago. His parents wanted you to know.
Hi, Bryce. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. I came for Jeff's recorder.
Oh, of course. The article he wanted you to write.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, come on in.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry for all you're going through.
I know this is hard on you two as well. You can go on up to his room. His recorder's on the bed.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Time to... Oh, right. Let's see what we have here.
Day 4, 10:41 a.m. The morning sun lights up a field of boulders. They look like giant dinosaur eggs. Wait, we stopped our ride so you could say that? Yeah. Hey, it's me being poetic, okay? Now be quiet. Respect the writer here. Okay. Respect the writer. The blue spruce trees welcome the morning, stretching their limbs up to the sky. As the clouds pass over the mountains, they change their color and mood. You done, Mr. Writer? I'm done, Mr. Critic. You really are good, you know. Thanks.
You really were good, Jeff. I've known Jeff Alexander since I moved to Red Rock a few years ago. I was excited when he asked me to join him on a long bike trip to raise money for cancer research, and I want to thank everybody who gave money to support Jeff and the cause. To be honest, I didn't know if we'd be able to finish. If you've read Jeff's blog, you know how much he loved life. As we rode, he kept noticing things I didn't, like the boulders he called dinosaur eggs. He noticed a lot about life that I didn't see before. And if Jeff were writing this, he'd want to tell you how much God loves you and wants you to know him. How God wants you to welcome Jesus in your heart. And how he will change the whole way you look at life. Jeff helped me to see that death is a part of life. And when you really understand that, I think it makes you appreciate life more. You appreciate the people you love, and you appreciate the stuff that's all around you. Like a sunrise. As my tribute to Jeff, I want to live the rest of my life like that, in a way that makes God smile, and to accept all of life, including the hard parts, including the finish line. Morning is illegal today.
Hey, my dearest twin brother.
I'm your only twin brother.
Come on, get up. We still have a mystery to solve here, the one Jeff left for us.
You can come in.
So, what's one place you and Jeff went only once? And who is DM?
And why are you asking me all these questions so early in the morning?
Wait. One place we went only once. Maybe it...
The bike trip to the treehouse.
That's got to be it. I'm going to call Haley.
Okay, let's see if there's some kind of clue in the treehouse. Is there anything here that could be a clue?
I don't remember this tarp before. Let's see. And nothing.
No, Jeff's radio. Huh? His radio's gone.
What about the house? Maybe there's a clue inside.
Maybe. Notice anything new?
No, not really.
Hold on. What's this? I don't remember this box here before.
Me either.
Well, let's see what's inside.
A signed football!
And photos and autographs? This is Jeff's stuff.
What's this? A video. It's got your name on it, Bryce.
How did this stuff get here?
Did Jeff sneak the box inside when we were upstairs that day? Maybe. It wasn't Jeff.
Keep talking like we didn't hear anything.
So, how about the Broncos?
It's not even football season, and I don't know anything about football.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to take the secret entrance upstairs.
Be careful.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Broncos sure can play football.
Yeah, that's for sure.
There's the door.
No, that was a great
one,
kickoff start
two,
on the 23rd line this day.
Three.
Good day.
Stop! Don't move! Yes, radio? No, stop!
Hey! You aren't going anywhere. Haley, are you all right? Gunner? Gunner?
Hi.
Gunner, what are you doing here? Where have you been? We've all been worried about you. Have you been here the whole time?
You have no idea what you've just done. You have to promise you won't tell anyone where I am.
You stole a radio from a sick kid with cancer. How low can you go?
It's not what you
think.
And
why'd you steal all that stuff downstairs?
Look, I found a box under the tarp in the treehouse. I brought it inside and the radio so they wouldn't get wet.
Yeah? Why would you care?
Listen, you have to leave. For your own sake. Don't tell anyone you saw me.
No, we're not going anywhere till you tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Why did you drown your Jeep? Why'd you leave your dog?
How is Jenny?
She's fine, but answer the question, Gunner. What's going on? Why are you hiding?
Okay,
I've had enough of this.
No, wait, don't call anybody. I'll tell you.
All right.
Okay, I borrowed money from some goons, and I couldn't pay them back.
Those guys that came to your house?
What? They came to... Is Mom okay?
Your mom's okay, but she's shaken up.
Those guys were like nicely dressed up gorillas, arms the size of tree trunks. Oh, and they drove a black SUV.
Yeah, that's them. So I made a couple of trips to Cripple Creek.
You were gambling?
The more I played, the deeper in debt I got. And I got in pretty deep. You get a week, maybe two at the most. You don't pay, it's a broken arm. At a week, it gets worse.
Outside, the black SUV. It's them.
I gotta get out of here. Can you stall them?
Here. Secret exit. We'll cover you.
Thanks.
They're here.
It's you, young ladies, again. And who's this?
This is my brother.
We've been keeping an eye on you, kids. So, you having a camp out or something?
No, yeah. We just came to find my friend's stuff.
Your friend's stuff? Mm. I see.
Looks like somebody's been here a while. This your stuff, kid?
Come on, let's go.
Answer the question.
What's that?
Yeah, Dad? We're at the haunted house. And we're on our way.
Big Mac?
Mm.
Break his phone.
No.
Now, you kids stay put. We're gonna turn this place upside down. Gentlemen?
Ash, step aside.
Okay.
There. Locked.
What do you know? The kids locked the door.
Come on, the secret exit.
Okay.
Big Mac? Break the door.
Go.
Bryce, they're coming.
Quick, duck into the woods. Hurry.
I got their license plate number.
All right, call the police.
I'm glad you found some of Jeff's things. But I'm still puzzled. Why? Why would he hide his stuff there?
I don't know.
Mrs. Alexander, do you know somebody named Clark Jepson?
No, I don't.
What about DM? Does that mean anything to you?
I've never heard of it.
Well, would it be all right to check Jeff's room to see if there's anything there that could give us a clue?
I trust you. Go ahead.
Thank you. It feels weird to see all his clothes.
Yeah, I know.
Is there something in his backpack?
You can look. It feels like we're disturbing a grave or something.
All right. Maybe check his nightstand.
Oh, okay. Here, it looks like a notebook. I wish I could tell somebody how I feel about... Ashley. What? Bryce, did you know about this?
Yeah, but it was a secret. He trusted me.
Maybe Bryce would understand. I hope I can get up enough nerve to ask her to the 8th grade dance next year. Wow. I would have said yes.
Haley and I wanted to thank you and your brother for finding Gunner.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to.
I'm afraid not every story has a happy ending. They spotted Gunner at the casino west of Denver. The police arrested him. Maybe to protect him. I don't know. At least, I know he's alive. And that's a start. Well, Haley, ready to go?
I just need to ask Ashley something.
All right, I'll be outside.
I look at Gunner's life and it's like, what's the point? He's just wandering around without a purpose. And then it hit me today. I'm really no different from him. I mean, I'm not a gambler, but I really don't want to live life like that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been thinking about what you've been saying to me, like, there really is a God, and he really loves us, and he really has a plan for us, so we don't have to waste our lives. I guess what I'm saying is, well, can we talk sometime?
Sure, if you want to.
I want to.
Okay. Ready to see this?
I'm not really sure. Are you?
Here.
Hi, guys. So, I guess if you found this, I'm not around anymore. Well, here's the key to the trophy room. So now you know I was the one who took my own stuff.
Huh?
But you don't know why. Not yet. I know how much you guys like mysteries, so here's one more for you to unravel. See you guys, later.
He's still full of surprises.
I'd like to welcome you to Red Rock Middle School and the special memorial service we're having for Jeff Alexander. I understand some people are still coming down from the graveside service that was held earlier this morning, so we'll get started in just a few moments.
Bryce, look! The guy that just spoke. He's heading to the blue Dodge pickup.
Clark Jepson!
Is he connected with BM?
Come on, let's check the podium. There might be some notes or business cards.
Uh-huh, look. One of the speakers listed is Tim Minaro.
How do we find him?
Like this. Excuse me. We are looking for Tim Minaro, please. Tim Minaro. Thank you very much.
Well, that's one way.
I'm Tim. Is there a prop?
Hello, Mr. Minaro. I'm Ashley. I'm a friend of Jeff's. He mentioned DM to me, and I was just wondering
if... Yeah, then you must be Bryce.
Yes?
So, what does DM stand for?
You are about to find out. Stay here with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to see is the fastest fulfillment of a wish in the history of DM, Dreammakers.
Dreammakers? Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Yes, Dreammakers. A lot of kids want to go to Disney World or meet somebody famous, but Jeff wanted to give something to his friends and the kids who would come after him. He wanted us to keep it all a secret from everyone, even his parents. Because, as I understand, Jeff was always full of surprises.
That he was.
And so, with the help of Jepson Construction, this is the last wish of Jeff Alexander. Please pull back the tarp. This is a climbing wall dedicated to all the kids who want to aim higher.
And Bryce, he asked you to be the very first to climb to the top.
Me? Yep. Sounds just like Jeff.
Yeah. So, Bryce, have at it.
I knew you'd pull something like this, Jeff. You knew I was scared of heights.
Go, Bryce! You can do it!
Well, no better time to get rid of that fear than now.
As Bryce climbs to the top, you'll notice embedded in the wall, behind safety glass,
are all kinds of memorabilia.
Well,
a signed football from John Elway, autographed photos from movie stars, a letter from the president, and much more. And now, it looks like Bryce has made it to the top.
A note from Jeff. Bryce, you've been a great riding partner and friend. I wish I could be there with you right now, but hey, I've got a view of my own that's pretty incredible. But congratulations. You made it to the top, where you belong. Your friend, Jeff. Wait. P.S. Peel off the protective tape.
Now Bryce is peeling off the protective tape from a special plaque that Jeff wanted placed at the very top.
A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. Thank you, God. Thank you for all you showed me through Jeff. And thank you that Jeff was my friend, my buddy.
Jeff lived a life of love. Love towards God and love towards others. If you've got a friend who's sick like Jeff, what ways do you think that you could show God's love to them? Today's episode, Grave Shadows Part 4, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Bastide with production assistance by Dylan Cryenbrink. Music was provided by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. And this is Red Rock Mysteries.